town where the people all stay. This is the town and these are the people. That's the way they wanted it. That's the way it's going to stay. Hey everybody, it's Kyle. I gotta turn off that. Sorry. Surprise visit to Seventh Heaven today, and came across a couple things that are like shit that I have been looking for forever. I mean, forever. And one of the things I thought I would just never find, so I just kind of gave up on it, but I found it, and it's brand new, and it's mine. And it's not a record, but all right, I'll just tell you what the hell it is. It is a Soundburger. I'm sure most of you have no idea what I'm talking about. But what a lot of people don't know is back in the day, really in the 80s, everybody had a Walkman. Everybody had to have a Sony cassette Walkman or some other brand. I had a real awesome Iowa one that was cool as hell, you know, and everybody, you know, walked around listening to cassette tapes, right? And then, you know, albums were kind of left in the dust. It kind of sucked because this is the very early 80s. It kind of sucked because records are awesome, you know? I mean, there's all the inserts. There's just so much to them. The tactility, holding it up, looking at all the artwork, reading things. That's why I'm into it again, okay? But because cassettes were just kicking the shit out of everybody, and everybody was just buying cassettes. I mean, hell, I bought tons of them. If you look at my pictures, I've got hundreds of them. I play them. Generally, though, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. They sound like shit. They don't hold up over decades and decades. I mean, the stuff inside of them falls apart. You know, the little thing that goes up against the head so the tape plays. A lot of the older cassettes and stuff I have that are from the early 80s to mid 80s, the little felt thing is falling off. It doesn't even work. So I've actually taken cassettes apart and put them back together and stuff. But even still, if you ever listen to a cassette over and over and over and over again, you know what I'm talking about when I say I wore it out. I mean, it's not uncommon to wear out a cassette. So, or it wasn't. It is now. So, you know, the record companies were trying to figure out, well, shit, man. I mean, is there any way that we can make a Walkman for records? No shit, guys. They really did. They did. They came up with one. And it's funny. I mean, I'd love to get a hold of one of those original ones, but I bet it sucks. But people call it the Sound Burger because the way it, like, I don't know. You have to see it. From the side, it looks like a burger, but Audio Technica started making them again. I think it's Audio Technica. I don't know. I know they make the needles that are on the new ones, but so they had two of them at Seventh Heaven, and it wasn't cheap. I think it's the most I've spent on a turntable so far, to be honest with you. I don't know how good it's going to be, but but actually they said it's really good. And they have a friend who bought one that, you know, is a big-time record head, and he loves it. So, I'm pretty excited, man. I cannot believe they had one there. They had two, but I just bought one of them. Again, not cheap, not for the faint of heart, but whatever, man. You only live once, right? yeah, and I picked up a copy of the Cult Love album, the original. I mean, it wasn't actually their original album, but most people think of that as their first album. which she saw Sanctuary and Love and Phoenix. And there's a bunch of tunes on that one. Big Neon Glitter. That's a great album. Pick that up. And then I also got a copy of, from an import of Blind Melon's Soup album, the second album, which I love that album, man. I've never bought it because the import was always like $60 or $70, you know, and I've looked at it a million times on Amazon also, but, you know, it's always a little bit too high, in my opinion. Well, they had it on closeout. Of course, who knows what it sounds like because it's an import. Sometimes they sound like shit. But it was $22, so there's no way I could turn that down. So, yeah. I'm excited, and actually I was going to go to the liquor store and pick out a real nice bottle of tequila or whatever, but Lucas Liquors has closed down in Kansas City. I was like, what? They closed down all locations, so I mean, that's just weird, man. So, yeah, I told Mikey, and he's like, Jesus, dude, that place was always packed every time I went there, and I have to agree, it was always packed when I went there, too. So it's kind of weird, but it's true. So, I mean, maybe I'll go buy McAdoodles, which is, they have one in Lee's Summit there. Prices, I mean, if they got something on sale, it can be pretty good sometimes, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I may or may not do that still. But, yeah, kind of floored at coming across this stuff. I know I just kind of went right into the show, too, by the way. So this was actually meant to be a special report, and I recorded a lot of it when I was on my way to go see my daughter swim in Como in Columbia, Missouri. She swam in this big tournament called Como. It's invitation-only competition, and yeah, I mean, you know, she took more time off her backstroke. I mean, that she won her heat. I mean, they probably should have had her in the third heat, but they had her in the first. But hey, whatever, man, because they had her old time. But within the last week, she has taken off over 4 seconds. So she is about 4 seconds away now from state time, which is amazing. So I'm really hoping she can work on it this week, try really hard and get to state, you know, because I know she would be so thrilled if she did that. So what was the special report about? Well, it's actually probably good that I'm re-recording it, because I recorded it. It was pretty long, and I got the first about half of it, but sorry, man, that bag's just making a lot of noise. I guess you guys will have to deal with it. But yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm not used to this new recorder. Hey, there we go. There's something to talk about. First things first, I got a new Zoom recorder, the H6 all black. It's, you know, I was not crazy about the fact, because a lot of these Zoom recorders have older connectivity as far as USB goes. I haven't really seen anybody. I haven't even seen one that really is USB-C. So I was kind of looking to see if they had a newer model that was USB-C, but to be honest with you, man, this H6, it's a 6-channel recorder. So there's the two mics built in on the top. And that's actually, you can pull that off, and there's different mic heads you can buy. But, it's got the two cross up there, so it records in stereo. And then it has 4 XLR combo jacks, 2 on each side. So you could do, like, a full podcast remotely. And it just runs off like 4 double A's. It's nuts. But yeah, I love it, man. It's really well built. It's got a little color screen on it, so you can kind of see, you know, the feedback on what, as far as volume and stuff like that, your gain. It's awesome, man. I haven't really played with it much, but I'm planning on playing with it more. So, but yeah, so okay. So yeah, I had this and I tried to record this. It didn't work out. So I thought I'd re-record it. Luckily, it caught me at the right time, because I'm in a good mood after finding that damn sound burger. So, but what I was originally recording it about was this. So I've talked about my mom passing away, and that's, that has happened, and it's been a rough deal, to be honest with you. Again, I cannot express enough. Make sure, if you have older parents, to have everything signed, everything in order, a will, all that stuff, because trying to run around and find all that stuff later and get all that stuff in order later, it's not great. I can just tell you guys that right now. So get it done ahead of time if you can, okay? All right. But, you know, we got a really beautiful flower arrangement and note from my work, which was awesome. I mean, that was really cool. That was an awesome highlight, and it was really nice of them of them to do that. So that was cool. Then, let's see, we went and saw we went to the funeral home. We set up the cremation and, you know, got an urn and everything. And we're just kind of waiting on that. And they also produce the death certificates. They'll get those for us. We have 5 copies of it coming, because you will have to submit these things to a variety of places. It's pretty crazy, to be honest with you. But yeah, so we went and did that. We got it all set up. And then, you know, that day I got home, and because what they told me was, hey, we will set up a webpage too, and it'll have your mom's obituary. Once you have it written and you have a photograph and everything, just email it to me, and we'll get that put up on the web for you. So I was like, cool, you know. And then I got an email from them, but it just looked like a receipt to me. I didn't really pay much attention to it, right? So, if you go to the next day, but I mean, when I got home that day, I wrote out the entire obituary, okay? The first draft of it. So the general idea was my wife is going to look it over and everything. She's had to write these before, so she knows how to do this sort of thing. And then, you know, my uncle and my aunt, I wanted them both to take a look at it, make sure I didn't miss anything, make sure I got all the stuff right. And then we would go ahead and publish it, you know, in the local newspaper there, where I'm from, and online, with the funeral home. Okay. So I was I had already written it and sent it on. I was waiting for everybody to review it and all that stuff. And it was really only the next day, okay, after this happened. And we get another knock at the door, the doorbell or whatever, and I just happened to be upstairs. My wife's like, hey, can you get that real quick? And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. So I opened it, and it was another flower delivery thing. It's this big plant. It's pretty. This big potted plant. It's just awesome looking. And there's a card on top of it, and I started to undo the bag that goes around the plant. You know, they do that when they deliver. And my wife pulled off the card and started reading it. And she was just kind of looked confused. I was still unwrapping the thing. And I said, what? You know, what's going on? And she said, look at this. And I went and read it, and some dude from this place in my hometown where my mom used to go and hang out and stuff, this fucker sent this plant and everything with a shitty ass note on it. And what it says is, I can't even remember, man. He has some tacky ass rhyme at the beginning of it. And then he says, how poignant. Oh no, he said, she really loved her 2 grandchildren, or something like that. I know that. But here's the kicker, dude. She has 3 grandchildren, actually. So, you were incorrect. And she has 3 great-grandchildren as well. So, you're really incorrect. But, and then he made a smart-ass remark, which was how poignant to have no biography or no background information on her obituary for her grandchildren and others to read. And then he had his name signed at the bottom. So basically, he's fucking sitting around doing nothing at all day, every day, you know, which I get it, I guess, when you're retired. You know, there's going to be some days like that. And he's just sitting around freaking probably hitting reload on the webpage of the funeral home that he went up and looked up on his own and saw that hers was there. But the funny thing is, I didn't even know that they were putting it up ahead of time. But even though they did, it had a big thing right in the middle of it that says pending, right? Because we hadn't completed it yet. And so what he was bitching about was there was nothing up there, but it did say it was pending. It's like, you're smart enough, so probably looked up the word poignant so you could spell it correctly, I'm guessing. But you don't know what pending means, you dumb fuck. So it was really upsetting, man. I mean, my wife really had to calm me down. I was like, you know, at a younger age, a stupider age, I would have fucking driven to that guy's house and thrown this thing through the fucking front window. I was so pissed off, you know. Anyway, I contacted one of the people that I've talked to from where my mom would hang out and discussed it with him. And he said, oh, you know, that guy's old and he's gotten really old and he's probably losing his mind. And I was like, I don't give a fuck what sort of excuse you have. He wasn't losing his mind enough so that he could find my address and send this to us and write out this shitty note. So don't give me the he's losing his mind thing, right? I mean, he might be a fucking dick, but losing his mind's not really a big problem for him that I can see. Anyway, I finally settled down on it, but dude, I was so mad. It pissed me off, and then really not the next day, but I think the day after that, everybody approved the obituary, and we got it up there. I immediately after I got the shitty thing from this guy, I sent an email to the funeral home and said, hey guys, I didn't know you had a webpage up, because I went and looked at it. And they said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, yeah, this guy just did this. And they're like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry someone did that to you. And I'm like, yeah, it really sucks. So if you could just take it down for now, I'd appreciate it. So they did. And, you know, I was like, man, that guy's name rings a bell with me. So I started kind of looking through my Facebook messengers. And this fucker, I talked to him like the day, 2 days after mom went into the hospital. And it was a cordial conversation. I mean, I was like, yeah, she's in there, man. It's pretty serious. I don't know what they're going to want to do and all that. And we talked a little bit, you know, and everything was fine. But then he decided to send this shitty thing later. So I messaged him, and basically what I said is, you know, dude, you don't know a fucking thing. You sat next to someone at a bar in a corporate restaurant in a small town. That's all the more you know about my mom. Whatever she chose to tell you, you don't know anything else, dude. And here's how I know that. She has 3 grandchildren. And she also has 3 great-grandchildren. But you don't fucking know that, do you? Because you don't know a fucking thing except how to be a horrible human being. And I just ripped his ass, you know. And at the very end, I said, do not come anywhere near any events. I'm blocking you from everything. And you're not invited to anything. Do not show up. Do not send anything else to my house, or there will be some legal proceedings against you. I promise you. Okay? I will pursue legal action against you. And I was just so livid, you know. And then at the very end of it, he's a retired lieutenant colonel, and he acts like this. At the very end of it, I said, you know, and here I figured that someone who's a retired lieutenant colonel would know how to behave correctly. But obviously, you missed those lessons. And I just left it at that, dude. But I was pretty upset about it. And, I mean, I told my uncle about it. He was floored. I told my aunt about it. She couldn't believe it either. I told my buddies, Mikey and PP, about it. And when I did get the obituary up, and Mikey, they went and read it. And they're like, hey, man, that's really good. And Mikey had a great thing that he wrote back. He goes, hey, why don't you tell that asshole to print this off and fold it into a paper airplane and fly it right up his saggy ass. I really think it was at that point that I felt better, you know, because Mike shone a funny light on it, and yeah, he's right. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know the guy's got nothing to do and nothing going on, but I remember who this guy is, and I also remember why my mother did not like him. And nobody likes him, from my understanding. So I hope he's listening to this. Nobody likes you, fuckwad. Just go away, all right? Or apologize. Be a man. Be a real man, since you're a lieutenant colonel in the military before. Be a real man and apologize to me. And apologize to my wife. And apologize to my family. But I know you won't do that, dude, because you're a fucking pussy. So anyway, that's all the more I have to say on that, guys. But that's what the special report was about. I'm in a good mood now. You know, we did have to go back into the house and we grabbed some more stuff, and I've got a lot of photos to scan that are pretty damaged, but I think we're gonna pull it off. I may have to use the AI stuff in the newest version of Photoshop, because I know it can actually really do a great job of repairing photos. But anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know about that asshole, man. And these are the kind of things you may have to deal with down the road. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you guys listening to me. I'm going into Bully's house right now. I'm going to bring in my fun bag I just got from Seventh Heaven. And we're going to crank up this sound burger and check it out. Later, everybody. Get off my lawn.